Livestock producers may be hoping that USDA's crop report forecasting record corn and soybean production does turn out to be correct.
They can't be unhappy with cheaper feed.
No, USDA Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says assuming feed prices do drop, it will more than likely lead to more meat output next year.
Total meat production going to exceed 100 billion pounds of aggregate meat production.
That would be about 2.7 billion pounds more than this year, with increases expected for beef, pork, and poultry, 3.4% for beef, 2.4% for pork, 2.6% for broilers, 2.5% for turkey.
On expectation for heavier carcass weights, cheaper feed.
Meyer says more production means more competition in the market among the various meats and, in general, lower prices for producers. According to Meyer, hog producers would take the biggest percentage cut in prices. Hogs could average next year 43.50 a hundredweight, down 3.84 from this season's expected average, or a drop of 8%. Steer prices could fall by 2.3%. Broilers may see a price increase of almost 2%. For the beef cattle industry next year, it looks like this kind of situation shaping up.
Cheaper feed, heavier weights, a little bit more production.
Meyer is forecasting 2017 beef production at 25.8 billion pounds, an increase over this year of almost 3.5%. USDA already had cut its steer price projections for this year by $1.50 a hundredweight, down to an expected average of $125.62. Next year, with production increases also expected for competing meats, chop another $2.87 off that steer price, down to $122.75. However,
when you're thinking about returns, feed prices will also be down pretty sharply given what we expect now that we've observed that bigger bean and corn crop.
So while steers may bring 2.3% less next year, corn prices expected down by 12.5%. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.